A Brigham Young University professor is making a case for how mass deportations increased foreclosure rates during the housing market crash. And he warns of a similar outcome if President-elect Donald Trump makes good on promises to deport millions of illegal immigrants. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Back in the mid-2000s, counties experiencing rapid Latino population growth were given the opportunity to sign an agreement with the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE. The arrangement gave local law enforcement agencies in places like Maricopa County, Arizona, the authority to help deport tens of thousands of illegal immigrants.
They were setting up stops outside of schools. They were getting people driving without licenses with a broken taillight.
Jacob Rue, an assistant professor of sociology at Brigham Young University, says Latinos bore the brunt of the housing crisis. He and Cornell sociology professor Matt Hall sought to find out why. Many households are supported financially by couples who have mixed legal status, meaning one partner is undocumented. Rue and Hall determined that as undocumented wage earners were deported and home prices dropped, Latino households became susceptible to foreclosure. Moving forward, Rue says if there's another round of mass deportations, there could be similar consequences.
The housing market has returned to normal foreclosure levels, so we don't expect it to trigger a foreclosure crisis. But obviously, all that lost income and potential means those households will have less money to pay for medical expenses, save for college, and build a better future for the next generation.
Rue and Hall published their research last week in the online journal Sociological Science. Whitney Evans, KUER News.